B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
I got to talk to the owner of Lace Boston, Jameel, because... So Lace is a store. It's on Mass Ave, and they were looted on Sunday night. They sell, you know, really nice sneakers.
They're a Boston staple.
Yeah, and things of that nature. And so after the place was looted, you're in charge of the Lace Instagram, Jameel?
Yeah, I am. Okay. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good morning.
No problem. So this is your statement that was put out.
This is my statement. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm the most polished writer. So I did have some help from some very, very, very articulate friends. But yes, this is our statement. This is what we stand behind.
All right. So let me read the statement. It's Laced is a movement encouraging young people to live their lives to the fullest. We value these young people and their lives more than we value material things that can be replaced. While we don't condone the actions and are saddened by the vandalism that went down late last night, at the end of what had been a beautiful and highly successful protest, we're more deeply saddened by the loss of life that has led to this rage. We stand with the young people in their outrage and through our relationships remain committed to exposing them to longer lasting and more effective techniques in their fight for equity and humanity. This is not about Laced or any of the other properties' damage. It's about the loss of life, which is irreplaceable and precious. We don't take this material loss personally. Like our community, we're hurt and outraged with the people across this nation. Like the young people who took action that we personally don't agree with, we struggle to find an ideal solution to such an ongoing problem. We're not distracted, but remain focused on the underlying issues that are the sources of unrest. We'll commit to being more proactive and leveraging our relationships to this end. We're a company that has been built on the foundation of a culture. We'll not turn our backs on that culture now. We'll double down on our commitment to young people. We're in this together. We seek equal justice under the law and wish for that to remain the focus. So,
well, whoever your writers were or helped you with, they're brilliant because that statement was very powerful.
So on
right, and that had to come from us. You know, we had to discuss that and know that that's what we want to, you know.
So Sunday, when you heard there was going to be protests and things of that nature, were you nervous at that point, going like, "Oh man, they're probably going to do something to my store"? Or
I was super nervous. I woke up and I was anxious, and I called, you know, some of my friends who provide me with advice during times and when I'm not unsure. And you know, I got a variation of advice. And some people were like, "Yo, hurry up, go there, take everything out, board up the place, you know, get ready for the worst." Mm. And then I had others who were a little more... you just had a better mindset and were like, "You know what? I have a better faith in people and that this isn't going to get as bad as we think it is. It's bad in other cities, but Boston has always been strong. Boston has always stood together. And I didn't think it would get to this point. I really didn't." So I did move my... Sorry to cut you off. I did move my items out and kind of get prepared for just in case. But didn't go to the extent of fully boarding the place up. I left some product there, you know, that I couldn't take with me. I was watching the news, watching everything, and as I see about 10 o'clock, I don't see anything going on. I felt really comfortable.
Go ahead, Pebs. You were going to ask a question?
Oh, no, I was just going to ask, so what was the conversation that you all had afterwards that led to that statement?
It was just understanding that I could lash out and be this angry person and blame a group of people who we assume are the people outlooting, and which for the majority probably was younger people, right? Because they're the majority of the people that were out protesting because they're probably the most affected by it. But that's not what we were built on. We've always focused on having underground artists. We've brought you guys to the store.
Yep.
I mean, you guys have been to Lace before,
yeah,
right? We did a meet and greet there. And, you know, my family was super proud, like all my friends and everyone here. I've had people messaging me now, "Hey, you know, I'm downloading the iHeartRadio app because I want to hear you on the radio today." So that means a lot to us. And the youth has always been our backbone and our foundation.
And
so I feel like they need to be represented.
Yeah, and you know what? you know that the people that broke into your place were knuckleheads. I doubt it was somebody who really was there, you know, to for the peaceful protest and stuff. It was some knuckleheads who just wanted to cause trouble, and maybe some people who got caught up in the moment.
Right, right. And you can't hold that against a whole crowd of people, right? Especially not young folks that have such a loud voice right now. And these are going to be our future leaders and definitely the people who support me. You know, I've had people come in from meet and greets. People I've met that come to a meet and greet cry because they met their favorite artist. And to this day, you know, hold that memory and talk to me about it and message me. Hey, I remember, you know, my first job was at Laced or my first pair of sneakers. So then, you know, I have a strong connection with them.
Now, I got to give a big shout out to my boy, Dante Luna. He did, I saw him, he did a great interview with you and video that he uploaded to Facebook. And in it, you had said that you were, you know, adding to your statement, you were going to continue to support the community and you were going to, you know, just figure out a way that you can help a little bit more. Can you maybe expound on that a little bit and maybe give us all some encouragement on how we all can help?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think right now there has to be some type of leadership, and it can't be coming from a Twitter account telling you to meet me at a certain place. That can't be the only amount of leadership that's being given out right now. So I think, you know, talk to these young people wherever you can. I'm looking for organizations that I can collaborate with, and I'd love for them to reach out to me so we could find ways, constructive ways to work with them. I wish I had a bundle solution that I could give you right now and say, hey, I'm going to do this, this, and this. But this is part of the solution, is finding it. And I think I appreciate you guys for using this platform for that. And I'd love to work with others on this. So if anyone out there has some organizations that they'd love to work with us, we're here for it.
All right, perfect. How could they reach out to you if they want to?
It's Laced on Instagram, just LACED. That's probably the easiest one. Twitter is the same thing. And then Facebook, I'm sure you could just find us, Laced Boston. But just, you know, on Instagram, I have my email. We have an easy way to contact. I reply to everyone personally, whether it's good or bad.
All right,
great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, thank you, Jamil.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.